So government is still out to lunch with respect to home-based business as a generalization. We're finding a few municipalities around the country that are adopting updated zoning ordinances that realize that if somebody's working at home and you don't see them, hear them, or smell them, they're not only not harming the neighborhood, but they're good for the neighborhood.
We're also seeing a few states like Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, Colorado that are realizing that home-based business is really the future of their economic development, and they're shifting a lot of their attention of their economic development to supporting and furthering the growth of home-based business so they can take the talents and skills and resources that are already existing in their state and help them grow and develop into the future Fortune 500 companies, or simply keep them working from home in jobs where people are making good money for themselves. And when I say jobs, I mean these are jobs that people are creating for themselves. They're becoming self-employed. Home Business Now is providing over 8,000 new jobs a day for people who are creating jobs for themselves. So that's the upside.
So while some local and state governments earn an A or B grade, the federal government earns a great big fat F because of the policies that we're seeing consistently forged or retained that favor corporations and tax collections, which are very short-sighted.
Well, let's just look for a minute at health insurance. As we are hearing a lot about health insurance today, most of the discussion coming out of the federal government is all employee-based. It's all assuming that the majority of the population is going to be employed by someone. We don't think that's necessarily going to be the case. In fact, that's not the case. As we were saying, you know, 8,000 jobs being created every day by people who are self-employed.
Tax-wise, we saw last year the Solomon decision, which reduced the ability of millions of people to take the home office deduction. And, of course, the IRS has made it a red flag for an audit, and so many people have been afraid of taking the home office deduction, which can be a double-edged sword, because if you qualify for a home office deduction, you may be charged with the consequences if you are not taking it, because one of the duties, it turns out, under the tax law is that you have a duty to deduct everything you're entitled to. So there's a double-edged sword there if you don't take it when you're entitled to it. The independent contractor issue is a major one, and every week IRS for the last several years has been reclassifying people, many of whom consider themselves to be self-employed, have no employee benefits, as independent as common law employees, as a way of aiding their tax collection.
So there is a need right now for a lot of education and information to get the government on board with the fact that home business is becoming big business in the U.S.